Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We're here today to continue our series with self-realization, self-actualization, authentic sovereign expression, part three. And I'm looking forward to doing this show because this morning when I woke up, I knew that we were going to be talking about how love transcends fear and how we can show up as love in the moment with everything that's going on. And I know there's so many challenges out there that people are facing, but then there's also so many good things that are happening too. And I found even in my own experience, like yesterday, for instance, I had such a hard day. I had such a hard day that last night I realized that I had nothing left. It was like there was no bandwidth left. There was no inspiration left. There was no optimism left. There was nothing left but for me to go to my room, and that was it. You know, it was that kind of a day. It was really, really a full day of being present with all of it. And at the same time, I realized, because I don't know about you, but I practice my gratitudes. I practice my gratitudes at night. I practice my gratitudes in the morning. And so this morning, as I was preparing for the show, I realized this, that in the midst of this huge, huge, big day of challenges, I had so many blessings yesterday that happened that I don't think that my being could even really grasp it all in because just of the heaviness of everything that's going on. And that's when I thought, you know, if this is happening for me, this has got to be happening for other people too. And that's why this is another one of those times where, you know, I'm just really not sure what it is that people need right now. What is it that people need? You know, because we're all in different places, even though we're all at home, but we all have different needs. Some of us, you know, it just depends. We're all in different places. And that's why I'm curious to how you're doing. Call me today. Call me here at 1-800-930-2819 and tell me what it is that you need. What is it that you need right now in your current reality? Call me and tell me what's good in your world. What's happening in your world right now? And let's just look at the last 24 hours. Let's look at the last 36 hours. Let's look at the last 48 hours, because really that's what I want y'all to do from this day going forward, is just take a day at a time. Not, you know, because all of us are looking at this time period right now and going, when is this all going to be over? And, you know, we're wanting to be done with it. But really, there is no over. There's not going to be any over, because the world is not going to go back to the way it was. And thankfully so, because there's a lot of things in our system that needs to change and that we want things to change. And I do want to talk a little bit about what those things are, but let's get to it in a little bit. For now, really call me up. Tell me what it is that's good in your world. Tell me what it is that you need right now. Even if you need a prayer, even if you need somebody to just listen to you, like you're grieving out loud. You know, like last night, for instance, I lead the spiritual meetup group online. And for those of you that want to join me, it's online. So feel free to join us. It's every Thursday night from 7 to 8:30 Pacific time. So you can reach me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and I'll send you the link. The link's also on my website. Actually, right now, I just don't know exactly where you can find it. But if you were to go to corneliastephanie.com and if you were to look for events, I think that the link is listed under the events page. But either way, you can reach me here on Facebook. You can email me. You can call me at 1-800-930-2819, and I'll give you the link. Anyone is welcome to come and join us, because I really feel like even now more than ever, we need to be with a like heart, like mind community and share with each other's feelings, because everybody's in a different place. Everybody has got feelings coming up to the surface. That's, you know, feelings that have been possibly suppressed in the physical body and feelings that are coming up right now that want to be heard, that want to be acknowledged, that are part of our isness. And everybody's feelings, all of it is really okay, because you get to feel how you get to feel. The other thing is, for those of you, whether you know that you've lived past lives or not, but there's feelings from our past life coming up, feelings of when we have lived on this planet before and the planet was destroyed. And so there's so many things happening within our physicality right now that are coming up to the surface. It's so much. It is so much. And our physical bodies right now, I mean, talk about the stress level that's going on. It's just so much. And even for a person like myself, I thought about this. I thought, what is my label really? Like, how do I, you know, announce myself to the world? What is it that, you know, I do? And really, out of everything that I do, because I do a lot of different things. I have my own business. I have my own company. I have I have all these different things that I do where I show up in the world and I'm a creator. I do a lot of different things. I'm a spiritual teacher. I am an energy teacher. So when I look at all the different things that I do, even for somebody like myself, staying positive right now and being courageous to show up as love in the moment, even all the time, is challenging. You know, even this morning, I was feeling tired and didn't really necessarily want to come on and do this show today. And I had the option actually to do a replay. I could have done an encore presentation from another show, and I could have done a replay, and I could have done, you know, anything else to fill the slot in, right? And then there is that mom in me, the inner mother, that comes to the fore and she says, come on, babe, you can do it. Talking to my inner child that wants to rebel and maybe not show up because she's tired. I'm tired. And I said, come on, you can do it. And so it was like, oh, come on, mom. Do I have to, kind of feeling, you know, this is the beautiful conversation that I have with my inner family. So my inner mother, my inner father, my inner child, my ego, my spirit, you know, my inner family that's fully present with me. And this is how we're communicating with each other, navigating the world. And hey, we talk out loud, you know, we talk out loud. So it's a beautiful family. So it's a beautiful family. And the beautiful thing about my family, my inner family, is that we made a commitment to be all in. We made a commitment to show up as love in the moment. And we made a commitment to support each other and to be there for each other. And so that's why I'm curious about where you are today. Call me up at 1-800-930-2819 and tell me your feelings. You know, one of the ladies from the spiritual meetup group, she didn't want to come last night because I think she feels that she doesn't want to come because it's not okay for her to grieve and be part of the group. And that's where we have to really understand that it's okay to be human, and it's okay to say, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of having to fight. I'm tired of, you know, dealing with all of this uncertainty. And you don't have that in itself is being authentic, that in itself. And so it's to grieve out loud, really, you know? So I want to share with you a little bit. Let me just first check with Zach, because I'm not sure if there's anybody that's called in already. Zach, how are you doing, Zach, by the way?
I'm doing okay, hanging in there. No callers yet.
No callers yet. Okay, that's fine. I'm sure that somebody's going to call in. So, but how are you? You're doing fine, Zach. You're dealing with everything pretty good.
Yeah. I'm doing my best.
You're doing your best.
Yeah, being able to come into the studio and keep my regular schedule helps a lot, which I realize I'm very privileged for.
Yes. Yeah, because a lot of people they don't have that ability to be able to go back to work now, and they have to work from home. And you know what I found, Zach, in talking with people this week is I found that especially women, maybe single mothers. After this show, we're going to do the show with Diane Solano on the Lady Boss platform. And Diane is a single mother, and she works from home. Now that the children are at home and they're not in school, the moms and the parents are preoccupied with the children at home to make sure that they're taken care of, you know? And that in itself is a full-time job. Because now that the kids are not in school and the kids are at home and the parents are, you know, making sure that the kids are occupied and that they're doing their lessons and the various different things, it's taking up a whole nother ball game. It's a whole new thing, you know, right now. We're all learning how to navigate these uncertain times, you know. And that's why I really want to know from you all, what is it that you need? Because we all need different things. Everybody has a different need. And so remember when I first started out the show today, I talked about how yesterday I had such a challenging day. And I wanted to share with you all a little bit some of my challenges that I was facing. I'm also keeping an eye on the Facebook page to see if anybody's communicating with me there on Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. So I've got that open too. But for those of you that want to call me up and share some of the good news that's happening in your life, because I know that is also happening. Good news is happening. There is. And I'm going to share some of those things with you too. Share some of my challenges and then share some of the good news. And call me up, share the good news, because there's so much bad news that, my God, you know, there's also wonderful, wonderful things that are happening, beautiful miracles that are taking place. But we're so engulfed in the negativity of all of it. That's why this morning I thought, that's really what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the good news that's happening, and I want to show how there's so many people out there that are doing amazing things. And I want to talk to you and find out about how you're doing so that you can talk about what your needs are. So let me just go back 24 hours to yesterday morning. So yesterday morning, I still needed to go over to my landlord's house to pay my rent. And they live right down the street, not far from here. So I do have to drive and, drop the rent check off. And one of the things that I do in the mornings is I take a walk in town. I sent you some pictures, Zach. I don't know if you actually got the pictures, but there's the picture of the Rainbow Bridge. And if you have that picture, I wouldn't mind if you would show that picture. But that Rainbow Bridge is a bridge that I walk over every morning to walk into town. And so I walk into town. We live in LeConnor, a small town. You know, in the town of LeConnor, there's like 900 people. And then in the community where I live here, there's about 2,000 people. So very small town. So I walk over the Rainbow Bridge every morning. And I always think I'm walking from the old world to the new world, from the old consciousness to the new consciousness. So I'm walking over the bridge and I'm walking to the town, and I usually, when I walk and I talk out in nature, I talk out loud and I say my prayers out loud, and I talk to the Holy Spirit and I invoke the Holy Spirit, and I, you know, think about the people that I want to send the Holy Spirit to. And so as I'm walking and talking, and I'm out there being in nature and all of that, and I love being out there in the mornings, because you get to see things that you normally don't get to see. Like yesterday morning, no kidding you, when I walked out of my house, I had three deer that came across, you know, my path, and then right behind them were three more deer. So a total of six deer at less than 20 feet away from me. And I made a video on my phone, and it was the sweetest thing. They were so close to me, and it was so great. They almost looked like a pack of dogs, because there was, you know, the small deer, Bambi, right? They were there and they were jumping and playing, and it was just the whole entire family. And it looked like they were just enjoying their morning walk, their morning graze along with myself. So that was like a miracle. It was such a miracle to be able to see the deer. And again, so many beautiful things that nature offers us every single day, the blessings. What a miracle to be able to see this and walk so closely with them. The other thing that I noticed about the deer is they didn't run away from me. And I, you know, what Spirit was telling me is that your frequency is so high, so good, that you're so calm, that there's no fear in you to where the deer would, you know, be frightened to come around you. They were like so close to me. It was almost like we were going on a walk together, but they ended up going into the woods and I ended up walking over the Rainbow Bridge, doing my morning blessings, my morning walk. I like to go into town and I look for all the stairs that I can take. So there's three different sets of stairs in town, and I go and I access all the stairs, and then I make my way up, you know, and get my morning walk in. It's a 4-mile walk, and it's a really good exercise for myself and my physical body. So as I was walking, I saw this one car, and this car I've seen now a couple of times. And it was a car that was parked where normally maybe a trucker would pull over, and they would pull over there and they would sleep there for the night. It was that kind of a parking spot. And so I saw the car, and as I was walking by the car, I saw that there was belongings in the car, belongings, and the windows were kind of covered up. So when I turned around to look into the car, I saw that there was someone sleeping there. And I've seen this car now for the last couple of days. And so then again, yesterday I saw it and they were there. And that's when I realized, okay, so this person is sleeping in their car and they don't have a home, and this is their home. And so then, of course, I invoked the Holy Spirit and asked for the Holy Spirit to bless that person and find that person, you know, have that person receive the blessings of the Holy Spirit, and that they may find a place that keeps them safe and that keeps them warm and that gets them out of harm's way, and that they have a place to go. And because also what I saw as I later on crossed the bridge, I saw the car moved and it's going to a different place and parking in a different place. So the person doesn't stand out so much. You know, and that's why it's important that we support each other now, and that we ask for what it is that we need. And that's why I'm asking you to call me at 1-800-930-2819 and tell me what your needs are. We have to be able to openly speak about the things that we need. My beautiful friend in that car, I don't know what that person's needs are, but I have a feeling that they don't want to be sleeping in their car, and they need a home. They need supplies, they need food, they need community, and they need love. And so what can I do as a person when I don't know what it is that people need right now? I can invoke the Holy Spirit and I can send a prayer over to that person, and may however it's going to turn out, because that's not I have no idea, but being able to do things like that for each other at this point in time is exactly what love does, is exactly what we're supposed to do at this stage of the game in our evolution. This is how we can support each other. And while I was out there walking, of course I was invoking the Holy Spirit and thanking the Holy Spirit to go and bless all of those workers that are on the front lines, that are helping all of those families, all those people that are out there that are putting themselves in danger and that are working tirelessly in the hospitals to support all of those people that have gotten sick. And because here we are, you know, being isolated and we're comforted in our own homes, which are immense, immense blessings that we can find in that space. And then there's the people out there that are working on the front lines. They don't have the space and time that we do right now to do this work together. You know, Spirit is calling us to really ask, what does our heart really want now? What really matters at this stage of the game in our lives? What is it really that we want to create as when things get better? How do we want to live? You know, we have been living in ways that have been unsustainable for a long, long time. And I was writing about this the other day, and I was talking about, you know, we're going to change the way we do business. We're going to change the way that we do our taxes. We're going to change the way we do our debt. We're going to change the way that we're going to do our money. We're going to change the way that we do our food. We're going to change the way we do our health care. We're going to change the way that we approach everything. All these things are up for change. But they require us all to come to the table and not hide away, but to come out and really talk about what it is that we know. So I invite each and every single one of you to tap into your inner self right now, the part of you that knows, the part of you that knows, and ask your higher self for what is your part right now. What is it that Spirit will have you do right now? What is your higher self guiding you to be? Where is your higher self guiding you to be? Where is your higher self guiding you to take action? What is it that you can do right now? And start with the simplest things. Start with the simplest things. I want to give you the next thing that happened on my walk. Zach, do we have anybody called in yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Okay, 1-800-930-2819. So I want to tell you about another thing that somebody else was doing that really blew me away yesterday. So on my walk, I saw, Zach, I sent you that picture this morning. I took it with my phone. I don't know if you actually have it, but I sent it to you about the COVID-19.
Yes, I was just able to pull it up. I have the bridge too.
Oh, good. Did you show the bridge? Yeah, I was just, yeah, show the bridge to the people. That's the bridge that I walk over every morning. It's, by the way, it's called the Rainbow Bridge, the Rainbow Bridge. So I you know, and what's interesting, you guys, is that's the Rainbow Bridge. And would you believe on the other side of the Rainbow Bridge is a park? And, okay, let's see. On the other side of the Rainbow Bridge is a park. And would you believe that the name of the park is called Pioneer Park? Pioneer Park. So this is what we all are. We're all walking each other home. We're all walking each other home. We're all pioneering a new land. We're all walking over the Rainbow Bridge, leaving behind a dying world that hasn't sustained us, that hasn't been, true to our authentic nature, which is that we are all connected and that we are all infinite beings thriving, sustaining a thriving and sustaining society, right? And that's where we want to go. So you have the bridge, you have the other picture of the thing that says COVID-19. So on my walk, I'm walking, and then there was a fence. And on the fence, somebody made a sign, and on that sign, the person says this, COVID-19, help. If you need help through this, I will help. I can do everything. Please call me Henry or knock 360-661-9750. So then, can you believe it? I mean, I stood there in front of that sign. I took a picture of it. Zach, you have it. And I stood there. And of course, then I immediately invoked the Holy Spirit to send the Holy Spirit to bless Henry 1,000-fold. Why? Because he's got the right idea. He has got the right idea. This guy, Henry, is out there and he's saying, if you need help through this, I will help. I can do everything. Can you imagine? This made me feel so good to know that there's Henry out there and he says, I can do everything. And I thought to myself, oh my God, you know, that is so cool. I can do everything. He's got the right idea with the service. Call me, please call me. My name is Henry or knock. And then he put his phone number down. And this reminded me of the same kind of energy of the people that are on the front lines, the first responders, the people out there in the hospitals, the people out there that are in the grocery stores, the people out there that are like Henry, the people out there that are doing good deeds, that are doing good work, putting themselves at risk, that are continuously showing up. And these people are strong. And that they're, you know, that they're out there doing this good work. And at the same time, they also deserve our blessings and they also deserve our help. They also deserve to receive prayers and blessings and love and gratitude and thank you and thank you and thank you, because someone needs to be there for them in the moments when they have doubts. And it reminded me of me. Because I too am one of these people. I'm going to show up. And the people in my community, my friends and my coworkers and my colleagues, people know my family. People know that I'm going to show up. And people know that I'm all in. And then there are moments too where I'm tired and I'm exhausted from always choosing to have to be positive, for always choosing to have to. When I say have to, it's a commitment I made. It's a commitment that I made to be the love that I am. And it's a commitment. And that no matter what, that we can make it through this. So, and then people say, well, who's there for you? And that's the reason why I'm saying to you, what is it that you need? What is it that you need right now? You know, asking for what it is that you need. Do you need somebody to listen to you? Do you need somebody to hold space for you? Do you need somebody to witness your grief? Do you need somebody to help you fill out some forms? You know, that's what I wanted to tell you, is that as a small business owner, my business took a huge financial hit in the last couple months. It did. And so yesterday on my way over to my landlord's house, you know, I shared with them where I am and where things were, you know, before and where they are now and whatnot and all these things. And so I openly shared where everything is. And I shared with them that I applied for several different resources out there for the small, from the small business resources that are out there for small businesses like myself. And I found that I was actually turned down for several things, because in one of the areas you have to make at least $100,000 a year, and my business was not close to doing that for the last 2 years. And then in other places I just did not get qualified. And then there's other resources that are coming that are just not available yet. So, but the beautiful thing is I went and I spoke with my landlord and I shared with them where I am. And I got an email or I got a text yesterday and they lowered my rent by $500, which is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful blessing. And it was a beautiful miracle, a beautiful gift that took place. And we need to celebrate more of the gratitude. So think about it. You know, yesterday morning it started out with the deer. And then I saw the sedan. And then I talked to my landlord. And then I went to check my mailbox. And when I got to my mailbox yesterday, I received this in the mailbox. It was a $100 gift card I received from a friend of mine that lives in another town. And she's a teacher, and she's a retired teacher, and she's been a teacher for all her life. And she's in her 70s. And I know I'm not the only one that was a recipient of her beautiful gifts. She also sent this, I know, to many other people. But she also knows the, you know, us being the people like me, small business owners that are out there on the front lines. But here was her generosity. So she sent me this $100 gift card. And she says, and here's the thing about this, you guys, the power of vulnerability, being vulnerable, you know, when you're doing your prayers and you're invoking the Holy Spirit, when you're praying to your God of understanding, to, I like to pray to Mama. I like to pray to Mama. I like to pray to Papa. I like to, you know, invoke the Holy Spirit to bless us all, right? To bless us all. And when I'm asking for support in my business, when I'm asking for the resources, when I'm asking what resources can I give, who can I help, what is it that I can do? And that's why I'm asking you today, what is it that you need? What is it that you need? What is it that you want? So here's I want to read to you this card that I received from my friend. This was in the mailbox. These things all happened yesterday. It says, "Dear Cornelia, I'm thinking of you during this time of uncertainty and confusion. I'm learning to reach out to others in new ways and to nurture a kind, loving, and compassionate heart. Yoga and meditation help me focus inward as well. I'm enjoying walks, reading, and writing. And, of course, sweet Bob." Bob is her partner. "I hope that you are safe and healthy and continuing to find meaning in your work and flow in your life. Please take care. Love, Sherry." And there was a $100 gift card in here for the store, for the grocery store, right? And it was the sweetest thing. So much gratitude to the support and the people that are out there that are selflessly giving. Because I know one thing about Sherry is that she probably sent out, she's got a big community, and she's really close with all of her students over all the years. And I know that she probably sent out maybe 30 of these. I don't know how many she sent out, but I'm so grateful that I was the recipient of one, and so much gratitude, because this builds our energy field. Because the more gratitude that we can live in and be in and see the beauty that's all around us and see the giving that people do, instead of focusing on all the bad news, because that was also there. Because it's like, how will we navigate this? How will we do this? When will this be over? All these things. But at the same time, we have to make, we have to shout these things out, like Henry and like my landlord who took, you know, lowered my rent by $500, and by receiving a gift card in the mail for $100 to go to the grocery store. It's the sweetest thing. And I stopped by my mom's yesterday and went over there. You know, my mom's getting ready to turn 80, and I'm one of those blessed individuals that is here that has her mother. And there, I know that there's so many people that don't. And so how grateful am I to be in that space, to be able to love with my mother throughout these times. And she was sitting there talking to me, because we're from Germany. We were born and raised in Germany. I came to this country when I was 13 years old. And mom was talking about World War II. So she was talking to me about World War II. And she was born and raised in East Germany, in where the concentration camps were. So she was talking about that time. So I spent a little while over there. And when I left, she slips into my pocket this gas card for $100. And, you know, so again, this was another beautiful, beautiful blessing and such a sweet, sweet thing to do. So I'm the recipient of so much love and so much gratitude. What can I do for you? What can I do for you? How can I help you? You know, I want to send everyone. I have a membership site, and I don't know if you have that link up, Zach. Do you have the link? The membership site for CorneliaStephanie.com?
I have it in the description of the video.
Yeah, if you could show people that site. And this is a site where you can go and you can come in now and you can be a part of it. And I'm going to make this available for anybody that signs in now. And basically what it is, it's 10 minutes a day of daily reflection meditation. It's a way for you to raise your vibration and tune into love. And usually I write, I've been creating this content now for the last 5 years. And I have a living library in there of all kinds of inspirational themes of how to have faith, how to love yourself, how to create heaven on earth, how to all these things. And these are daily meditations, daily reflections. And they've got text and they've also got sound. But anyone is welcome to be part of my membership now. In order to have an access to it, we have it listed at one penny. And so, but feel free, come on in. And anyone is welcome to come in now and have access for that. Because again, I don't know what it is that you need. And I know that I want to support everyone, people that are out there that need support. That's why I've already offered anyone to work with me personally, one-on-one. If you need support in your spiritual, healing of your past, if you need mentoring, if you need coaching or counseling, I've made all my personal sessions open for donation-based. So if you need support and you want to work with me through things, because here's the thing, everything that's coming up right now, all these things that are coming up, that are coming to our surface, to the surface, the feelings, the pain from the past, the loss, everything that we're facing right now, all these different things are coming up to be released out of the physical body so that we can give birth to a newer way of living and being, because we're changing the way that this earth is run from not being sustainable to back in harmony with nature and to be sustainable. And that's not going to happen in 2 months. That's going to happen. This is going to take time. Next couple years, we really need to focus. And for all those people that are out there, even people like myself that has done this inner work, that have faced my inner pains, all my emotional pain from the past, all the negative limiting beliefs that I was conditioned by and born and, brought into, all those things have all been released and let go. And now I can show up as love. I can show up and be a conductor of love, and I can take action in the name of love, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in the name of the truth of who I am. That's what actualization, self-realization, self-actualization is really all about. And my mission has been to champion each person's sovereignty so that they can each look inside of themselves and discover that they have never been separate from their source, that source and God has always been there, always been there, and that the time for the forgetting of that, when we have forgotten that, and that we're now living from that oneness, from that source consciousness, from that knowing that even right now, if you were to close your eyes and take a deep breath in, and look within yourself and know, take a deep breath and know that you are not separate, that you are not alone, and that you never have been, and that you already have everything inside of you that you need. And at the same time, our humanity is craving for connection. Our humanity is craving for to be part of something. We want to do something. I mean, look at Henry. Look at Henry. Henry made this sign, the sign that Zach put on, he made this sign. And then Sherry, she wants to be a part of something. She wanted to gift something. You know, she's a retired teacher and she was still volunteering in school. She sends out these cards, these beautiful cards, and puts something in. People want to feel useful. My mom had given me a gas card. You know, these are just sweet ways to give, you know. And I contacted one of my friends yesterday and I said, listen, if I can come over to your house and do some cleaning over there, and I would be very happy to do that in when you guys want to go out and take a walk or take the day off. And I would love to do that. So this is the way that we can come together. And we just need to remember that, you know, that's the thing. And focus on those wonderful things that's good. Those are the things to focus on, because everything that's going on out there, that's going to happen. And it's good to know and be empowered by that. But let's focus on the gratitude. I want to share with you all one more thing, that these are all things that happened to me yesterday in one day. And can you believe last night I was so exhausted that even though all these things happened, but not until this morning could I really bring myself into the deep, deep, deep gratitude and appreciation for all of this in my morning reflection. It's a ritual of mine. I've been doing it for the last 10 years. I sit every morning at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I am with my candle. I'm with my candle and I am talking to spirit and I am journaling and I am discovering and I'm listening to what spirit has to say to me, what my higher self has to say to me, what source has to say to me, and I write it out. And that's what you would find in the daily membership. So if you want to be a part of that, then feel free, because it's open for you to do so right now. All the people that want to come in and that you have inspiration and help at your fingertips so that you can raise your vibration. Because a lot of times, you know, right now it's so easy to be in the doom and gloom. It is. It really is. And but here I want to share another thing with you guys. And this was so cute. Another cute thing yesterday that happened. So much. I had to be so open and vulnerable. It's like, all receiving all these gifts. So I get an email yesterday from a while back. I had met this woman online. I was thinking about before I was moving, because I'm going to be moving from the place I'm in right now. I'm going to be moving. And by the way, I want to say something else about real estate. Let me just say this, that if the talk out there in the world is that this is not a good time for real estate and that, you know, that this is not a good time to sell your house or it's not a good time, none of these things are true. Because in my personal reality, I've had two people where, was it two or three? Two people that I know for certain that have actually just bought a house. Two people purchased one. It was a $550,000 house. And then I don't know what the other one was, but two people just purchased a home and sold their home within 3 days. So these are all things that are happening right now. So don't buy into the same talk about, you know, the same thing that they said at 2008 when they were talking about the housing crash, you know, the market and all that. No, people are still buying and selling homes. People are still moving. It's still happening. And so, you know, focus on the things that are good. And I know there's the stories I'm sharing are just small from within 24 hours of in my experience. There's so many other ones that are just like enormous stories that I would love it. And I would love it if people would contact me, reach out to me and share with me what their blessings are, what their stories are, what's good in their world. 1-800-930-2819.
Hey, so, Cornelia, we have a caller right now if you want to.
Oh, sure.
If you want to take that, we have Diane in Arizona.
Oh, Diane. Yay, Diane.
Are you there, Diane?
Hello.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, greetings.
Greetings. How are you?
Hey, I'm fabulous. I'm here with my friend Gail. We just walked around the lake. We're social distancing. This is great.
Great. Can you make sure that you hold your phone, because there's a little bit of going in and out. I could not hear that well. So one of the things I want to hear, Diane, is what's good in your world? What are some of the blessings that are happening in your life right now? Like, name the top three blessings. Hello? Okay.
She might have lost service.
She's probably going to call back in. Hopefully she'll call back in. But here, I want to share the story, you guys. So listen to this. So before I was, you know, I'm going to be moving from this place. But before I moved, I was looking at renting out a place here for someone else, because I have another space available here. And it was this woman that I met online, and she lives in another town away from, and we actually met outside, and we sat and we had shared a meal together, and just a wonderful person to meet, and just a wonderful. But then when my landlord told me that they're going to be moving back into this house, then I said, oh gosh, now I can't, you know, rent to this lady here, because I would have rented to her. She was awesome, but we stayed friends. And so she's been, she used to be a fisherman, and she fished in Alaska for I don't know how many years, like her whole entire life. And so now she's also a fantastic editor. And so one of the things I was telling her is, I said, I'm looking for an editor. I'm looking for an editor because I was born and raised in Germany, and I didn't go to school here. And so I taught myself how to read and how to write, but I write every single day. I write every day. For those of you that see me on Facebook, you guys know that I write every day, because I'm always putting stuff out there. So I don't let me, not being born and raised in this country be an excuse. So here's the other thing that I got this email, and it said, good morning, Miss Cornelia. How are you doing down there? I hope everything's well. I have sure been enjoying the daily audio practice presentations, and that's the membership that I was inviting you guys into. You include in your membership and many other articles that you put in there that you have there. I'm loving the many photos that you've picked out that represent your different ideas. Everything speaks so well. It's so beautiful. I'm doing pretty well. And she says, this is the third day that I've noticed a remarked improvement in my energy level and in my back pain that I had been experiencing over the last 3 weeks. I'm definitely liking that I'm doing better. I've been trying out some different stretches. So she was sharing with me what she's doing. She goes, one thing I've really been missing in my life is hearing from you as often as I have before, and also helping you with your editing project. I want you to know that I really enjoy doing all that you do to help out. I am sincerely wondering why I haven't received any more of those projects to work on. I understand that things have gotten rather difficult for many people since this virus hit. So I would like to offer you my services for free, just to do my part in trying to help out. Does that sound like something that you would be agreeable with? And I can guarantee you that I will never again take it upon myself to change any wording without asking you about it first, okay? Like when I assumed from previous project that you had meant source consciousness when you actually meant to say Christ consciousness. And again, I'd like to offer my sincere apologies for that. Please accept my apology. Have a wonderful day, you adorable human being. And I'm wishing you much inspiration. I look forward to hearing back from you, and I hope to get another project to work with you on. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can see that I am oozing, absolutely oozing in gratitude, and I'm sending all that gratitude out to you. May it reach you. May you also find and perceive and see in your reality. That's why I'm asking you guys, take 24 hours and take a look at all the magical, beautiful things that are happening in your reality. And pay attention to those subtle things, that like the deer being there, you know, because that was also another thing, is like it's part of the included experience. And when we can build our foundations on love, on gratitude, on the human spirit, invoking the human spirit, blessing each other, focusing on what love does. All these beautiful people that showered me with gifts and that are, I'm absolutely certain so many others are showered as well. All those first responders out there and all those people that are out there like me, like you, that are out there doing and holding space in your community for your tribe and for your people, for the people that are closest to you. That's what's really, really important right now. And that's where I want us to focus on this weekend. You know, the energies are intense, no doubt. And in the news, in the media, you know, people are talking about, we don't know what's going to happen for the next 30 days. We don't know what's going to happen. But we do know that if we can focus on the next 24 hours in love and gratitude, then we have really good evidence that good things are happening. And that's what I want you all to focus on. Diane is back. Diane, are you back?
Diane, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. I can hear you well now, Diane. Thank you for calling back. And would you please share with us what it is that you are absolutely so excited about, like the blessings that are happening in your reality?
Well, I think the top one is that I can see the forest instead of just focusing on the one little tiny tree in front of my face. And that has changed everything for me, seeing those bigger pictures. So recently, I started working with Instacart. And
with
I'm
what?
So happy
with
that I can
what?
Help other people.
You started working with what?
Instacart. Instacart is a, you can order groceries online and then people deliver them.
Ah.
Yeah. So I'm doing that. I'm doing grocery delivery, which is really fun because I love, you know, helping people. So that really works. And then recently my partner was cleared for his surgery on the 13th of April. And that was a big deal for us. I'm really happy about that. So there's so many things I'm grateful for, Cornelia. There's just so much magic that's happening in the world right now that I can't even list all of them.
Yes. I mean, and don't you find, too, that, you know, if we look in the last 24 hours and the last 36 hours about the good news that is happening, that is actually the way that we can let that ripple out to all of those places where, you know, where the heaviness is, because we do know that the heaviness also exists and that the energies are intense. And we also know that people are struggling, but there's also many, many wonderful good things happening. And I'm so glad that you are seeing you're seeing the big picture and grateful that you're partner received the good news, because we need all the good people that are here embodied on this planet that are doing good things, and that his surgery is going to go well. And we invoke the Holy Spirit to bless his physical body, bless the doctors that are supporting him. And I'm so grateful that you called in to share with us today.
Oh, I just love your show. I love that you spread so much light to the world and so generously share your life. You are really amazing, and I love you with the depth of my soul.
Oh, Diane, I love you, and thank you so much. And, you know, you were actually one of those, your daughter was actually one of those people that I talked about that just sold a house, bought a house and sold a house, because one talk out there says that, that, you know, the real estate market is going down, and all of that. And so that's why I wanted to share a couple good stories, because for a couple bad stories that are out there, we always got a couple good stories that are.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And yes, she did. She found a house she wanted. She put an offer on it. They put their house up for sale. 3 days after they put their house up for sale, they sold it, and it's moving ahead.
Yay.
So, yeah, I think it's a perception. I think a lot of this is perception, and And I'm not negating the people that are suffering right now from lack of work or lack of income or because they're sick or because they're housebound because they don't want to get sick. I'm not negating any of that. But it is perception. And so it just takes a little bit to change that perception of where we're at and find things to laugh at. The more you can laugh, it's a magnet. It will just bring more to you to laugh about. And the more gratitude you have, it will bring, like you said, more. It's a magnet. It will bring more things for you to be grateful for.
Thanks, Diane. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening. Share your gratitude, share your victories with us. We love you, and thank you so much for tuning in. See you again next time.
Many blessings.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.